With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 12. Ni hao, wo zhao Peng Ma Ke.
Ni hao Ma Ke, wo shi Crystal.
Ni hao Ma Crystal.
Fei chang hao, ni na?
Jin tian bu tai hao.
Wei shenme? Why?
Wo lei le. I'm tired today. But not to worry, we're back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese, and this time we're going to be taking the topic that we started last week a little further. We were ordering drinks, and we'll be taking that a little further because today it's time to think about some food. Mm. One of the most fascinating things about all things Chinese is, of course, the food, and we'll be learning some of that today.
Well, indeed, Mark, food is extremely important. We have a saying, food is heaven.
And what's that in Chinese?
民以食为天.
民以食为天. Okay, food is heaven. Let's get started. 准备好了吗?
准备好了.
Okay, let's begin. But before we get on to the food topic and the restaurants and so on, let's do a little bit of review. And to do this, we've prepared a conversation. The idea is here, I'm going to be playing the part of the waiter, and Crystal is going to be playing the part of a young Chinese lady out with her boyfriend.
Mm.
Okay, so let's begin. 你好.
你好. 我要一杯橙汁. 我男朋友要一杯咖啡.
没问题. 什么咖啡?
卡布奇诺. 谢谢.
Okay, so I'm off to get the drinks. I come back. 你的橙汁给? 你的卡布奇诺?
谢谢.
So they enjoy their drinks and it's time to ask for the bill.
买单.
给. 一共100块.
100块.
Okay, 100 kuai there.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah, for two drinks. Okay, so obviously in this very high-end coffee shop, we were ordering some drinks. Well, Crystal and her boyfriend were ordering some drinks. Let's listen again. The word for boyfriend, let's just listen to that.
We have learned friend.
Mm-hmm.
朋友.
朋友.
So boyfriend is 男朋友.
男朋友.
Mm-hmm.
What would girlfriend be?
女朋友.
女朋友, and that 女 is, we've heard
female.
It, 女儿.
女儿, mm-hmm.
Okay.
男 is male.
Okay, 男朋友, so my male friend.
Mm.
Okay, let's hear the conversation again. 你好.
你好, 我要一杯橙汁, 我男朋友要一杯咖啡.
没问题, 什么咖啡?
卡布奇诺, 谢谢.
So I come back. 你的橙汁给, 你的卡布奇诺.
谢谢. 买单.
给一共100块.
给100块.
谢谢. So what happened there? What were we ordering? Or what was Crystal ordering? First of all, she said, I would like, or I want a...
orange juice.
Orange juice, which was in Mandarin?
橙汁.
橙汁. And then for her boyfriend, what did she order?
咖啡.
Coffee, of course. Now, me being the waiter, I said, 没问题. Can you hear that in good tones?
没问题.
没问题. Wasn't too bad. So no problem. Mm-hmm. But then I did ask for a further clarification on the coffee. 什么咖啡? What coffee do you want? Mm-hmm. And you give the more detailed response.
卡布奇诺.
卡布奇诺, a cappuccino. Mm-hmm. So then I came back with the orange juice and the cappuccino. And then you asked for the bill. And the bill was?
买单.
And so I brought the bill and it came to
一共100块.
So altogether, 100块.
100 RMB.
So that was very expensive for one cappuccino and one. It must be freshly pressed with the best oranges in the whole country.
对.
Okay. So that is some review of the drinks language that we covered last time. Let's move on to the idea of going to a restaurant. Now, whenever I turn up at a restaurant, the first question I'm always asked is, how many people is it for? Or the table is for how many? Now, sometimes it's very obvious. If there are four of us standing there, it's obviously a table for four. But how would you say that in Chinese?
How many people? 几个人?
几个人, so 人 is people, we've heard that before, the person, 人, 几个.
几 means how many, 个 is the measure word for people.
Right, so last time we learned the measure word for cups and juices and coffees and things like that, and that was, in this case it was 杯.
杯.
杯 for stone, so 一杯 was one cup, and 两杯 was two cups, wasn't
对,
it?
对.
And then it went to 三杯 and 四杯 and so on. So if, can I apply that to the measure word 个 that you've just told us? You said 几个, how many people, or sorry, 几个人, how many people. Could I say, if it were for, let's say, three people, could I say 三个人?
对.
So three people measure word, people.
Yes, 对.
三个人. And if it were for four people, 四个人.
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 Sometimes you don't have to say 人 because it's obviously we're talking about people. You just answer 四个.
四个. But just saying 四 on its own wouldn't be right there.
No.
Okay, you need the measure word for people. So, 四个 for people, people. 四个. And for two, would that be 两个?
对.
Right, so it's not 二个.
对.
两个. 两个人 for two people. So let's practice this one more time. I'm arriving at the restaurant and I have three friends with me. So how would this communication take place?
几个人?
四个人.
Okay, so you have four of you.
Four of us in total. So how many people? Four people. What would the next thing be? What would the waiter or the maitre d' say?
I would say, 这边请.
What does that mean?
This way, please.
Okay. 这边请. And that 这, is that the same 这 as in 这是?
对.
Okay. 这边请. This way, please. Right. Okay. One other situation, perhaps you don't have a table. So you're full. How would you say that you don't have a table?
You say, 我们满了. Literally, 我们 means we.
We, yeah.
满 means full.
Okay.
了, the situation is we are full already.
Okay, so it's past. Uh-huh. Okay, you have become full.
Uh-huh.
That le is that kind of past thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and also it describes the situation,
okay.
The status.
So if the restaurant was full, then you might hear, I'm sorry, we're full.
对不起,我们满了.
Okay, right. However, let's not go there because that would be a bit of a shame and we wouldn't get much in the way of practice of food vocabulary if we didn't have a table. So let's imagine we've got a table. Mm-hmm. You've asked us to come this way to follow you.
Mm-hmm. 这边请.
这边请. And we're sitting down and I would like to see the menu. How do you say menu in Mandarin?
菜单.
菜单. Menu. 菜单. Could I say, thinking back to last time, could I say 请给我菜单?
Please give me the menu.
Please give me the menu. And is that okay to say that?
对对对.
So please give me the menu. 请给我菜单. It's always useful to be able to reuse constructions, and I think it gives you more practice if you can reuse them all the time. So, 请给我菜单, mm-hmm. 菜单 being the menu. Now, perhaps if I were in China ordering or asking for a menu, I perhaps would be quite interested to see if there was an English menu. Does that happen quite a lot? Would there be an English menu in some restaurants?
Yes, in big cities, normally you could get English menu. Yeah, but in smaller cities or towns, maybe not. However, they always come out with pictures.
Okay, so you can see what you're ordering. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. How would I ask, do you have an English menu?
有英文菜单吗?
有英文菜单吗?
Yeah, so in this case, 有 means have.
Okay.
英文, English, 菜单, menu.
And then the question.
Question.
Okay, so have English menu question. 有英文菜单吗?
对.
Do I not need to say 你有英文菜单吗?
You could say that, but unnecessarily, because you're asking the waitress anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to use the 你. Okay. So let's just try that again. 有英文菜单吗?
很好.
So if you do have an English menu, what would you hear in return?
有给你.
Okay, so here you are. Yes, we have. Here you are. And if you don't have an English menu, what's the most likely thing?
没有.
没有.
So we have learned 有 is have.
Mm-hmm.
没有, not have.
Okay, Crystal. I am thinking about another word that we've learned that's a negative word. Could we not say 不有?
You can say 不没有.
So that in that situation, the first 不 is like no.
Yes.
And then
没有, have not.
Have not. So when it's 有, we need to use 没 with the as a negative,
instead
not
of
the 不. Okay, tricky stuff. Right, we've come to the restaurant. We've got our table. We have asked for the menu. We've even asked if there's an English menu. Of course, the next thing that we need to do is learn some words for the key food terms that we're going to be ordering. However, we're going to do that after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Now, earlier you told us, Crystal, that food is heaven or something like that. What was it again?
民以食为天.
民以食为天. 为天.
This is a classic Chinese. Basically, the meaning is food is heaven, as important as heaven.
So food is as important as heaven. Let's learn some keywords for food. Obviously, we can't cover every possible dish in the vast array of Chinese cuisine, but we're going to learn some keywords, so the main words for fish and beef and pork and so on, and then we'll learn some other ways of talking about those words also.
How?
Okay, so first of all, let's focus on perhaps fish.
鱼.
鱼. That's different from language, isn't it? Different tone, okay. Don't get your fish and your language mixed up. So, you, fish, second tone. Mm-hmm. And what about beef?
牛肉.
I knew we were going to get back to the 牛.
Right.
So that's cow.
肉 is meat.
Okay, so cow meat. 牛肉.
Uh-huh.
牛肉. So we've had 鱼 and 牛肉. What about pork?
Very popular in China. 猪肉.
猪肉. Mm-hmm. Can I guess that 猪 is a pig?
对.
Okay, so pig meat.
对.
猪肉. Are there any other row type words?
Loads. 鸡肉.
鸡肉.
If I tell you 鸡 is chicken.
Okay, so that must be chicken meat. 鸡肉. Anything else? What would duck be?
鸭肉.
So would 鸭 be duck?
对.
Okay, 鸭肉.
对.
So we've got chicken, 鸡肉, duck, 鸭肉. And 鸭肉 is linked to a very, very famous dish.
Mm.
What would that be?
北京烤鸭.
So Beijing is, of course, Beijing or Peking in its former name. And 烤鸭, the 鸭 there is the duck.
烤 roast.
So Beijing roast duck is, of course, Peking duck. 北京烤鸭. So delicious Peking duck. Let's go through what we've learned so far. We've had fish,
鱼,
beef,
牛肉,
pork,
猪肉,
duck,
鸭肉,
and chicken,
鸡肉.
Let's add in some more words. What about, is there a word for seafood?
Yes, 海鲜.
海鲜.
So 海 means sea, 鲜 means delicacies.
So it's delicacies of the sea.
Yeah.
海鲜.
Mm.
海鲜. And what about, well, one particular delicacy of the sea that I guess would be very popular would be shrimp or prawn.
Yeah, in China it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
虾.
虾.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the size of the
prawns
and shrimps.
You could specify 小虾, small
little, yeah, okay.
Or 大虾.
Uh-huh. So don't get your 大虾 and your 大学 mixed up.
大学.
So that's your big school, your university.
Uh-huh.
And 大虾, your prawns.
Uh-huh.
Okay, or yeah, big king prawns, I guess.
Uh-huh.
大虾. Right, so 虾 would be your prawns or shrimp. What about vegetables?
蔬菜.
蔬菜.
Another popular dish is tofu in Chinese. 豆腐.
豆腐. Okay, let's run through all our main ingredients here of our dishes. First of all, we had fish.
鱼.
Beef.
牛肉.
Pork.
猪肉.
Duck.
鸭肉.
Chicken.
鸡肉.
Seafood.
海鲜.
Prawn or shrimp.
虾.
Vegetables.
蔬菜.
And tofu.
豆腐.
Okay. Now, in terms of what we would eat all these meats and vegetables with, well, there are two main things that we'd be thinking about in China, which would, of course, be noodles and rice.
Right.
So noodles, how would you talk about noodles in Chinese?
面.
面. Okay, so can you give some further examples of how we'd hear 面 in context?
We hear a lot. Chicken chow mein.
Yeah?
Yeah. 炒面, fried noodles.
Fried noodles, so 炒面. So the 面 part is the noodles and the 炒
fried.
So fried noodles, 炒面. So how would we say chicken chow mein there?
鸡肉炒面.
鸡肉炒面. So that's just putting chicken, 鸡肉, with the 炒面 noodle. So 炒面, 鸡肉炒面, chicken chow mein. Okay, and if it's not noodles that we're having, how would we say rice?
饭.
Have we come across that before?
饭店.
Yeah, that was the word for a restaurant. So, fan is the word for rice.
It's cooked rice.
Okay. So, how would we talk then about boiled rice, for example?
Uh-huh. 白饭.
白饭.
Bai in this case is plain or white.
White. Okay.
So it's not fried rice.
Right. So it's boiled rice or steamed rice. Bai fan. And what about fried rice then?
Chao fan.
Just like chao.
Mian.
Mian. Chao fan. So that's fried rice.
And then we have a very popular dish, dan chao fan.
Well, that's something to do with to do with fried rice, chao fan.
Yeah, we have dan meaning eggs.
Ah, so egg fried rice. Dan chao fan. Right. Something else that I know is very popular is dumplings.
Jiaozi.
Jiaozi. So dumplings. Anything else?
Dumplings very popular in northern China. But in Shanghai or like in South China, huntun is more popular.
Huntun.
Basically, it's smaller jiaozi, very small.
So small dumplings. Is that what we would translate as wonton? So wonton soup.
对对对.
So huntun. Right. So those are small dumplings in the soup. Then we've got jiaozi dumplings. We've got, let me see if I remember them. The fried rice was chao fan. And then egg fried rice, dan chao fan. And we also had steamed rice, which was white rice, bai fan. Okay, so far, how do we put this together? How can I say, for example, I want seafood with fried rice?
我要海鲜炒饭.
So I want seafood fried rice. 我要海鲜炒饭. I want seafood with fried rice. What about I want chicken with boiled rice?
我要鸡肉白饭.
我要鸡肉白饭.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
If you want separately chicken and boiled rice, you'd add 和白饭.
Right. So in that case, the boiled rice obviously wouldn't come in the same dish as the chicken, because if it's fried rice, it would all be made together. Right. So you would want a portion of boiled rice on the side, as it were. So 我要鸡肉和白饭. Right. And in that case, would the chicken come in a sauce, or would it just be chicken?
Depends the way they cook it.
Okay.
It could be fried chicken, could be boiled chicken.
Okay.
Could be cold like salad chicken.
And if I'm in a restaurant and I see someone next to me eating something and I like the look of it, could I ask what is he eating, for example?
You could say 这是什么? What is it?
Ah, okay, of course. So 这是什么? So just pointing to something and say, what is that? And then I can listen out for the different words for pork and beef and chicken and so on.
Yeah, and decide whether you want it or not. However, you could also say, what is this he is eating in Chinese? 他吃的是什么?
Let's think about this. You said 他, which is he.
吃, eat.
Yeah.
的, meaning the food he's eating.
Okay.
是 is 什么, what?
So what is the food that he is eating? 他吃的是什么? Let's hear it again.
他吃的是什么?
他吃的是什么? And if I decide that I like the look of it, how would I say I'll have the same?
我要, I like, 一样的, the same food.
我要一样的. So I'll have the same. 我要一样的.
In this case, food is omitted because we have a 的 there. Basically, you could say 我要一样的菜. I want the same food. But you can say 我要一样的.
So the word for food there?
Food. 菜.
菜.
Yeah, it could be dish.
Oh, okay, so I want the same dish.
Yeah.
我要一样菜。一样的菜。一样的菜。 Tone for 菜?
Fourth.
Fourth. 菜. 我要一样的菜。
Remember menu? 菜单.
菜单. Oh, so
dish
it's the same.
List.
Right, okay. It's falling into place. Now, next time, in the next lesson, we're going to be putting all of this food vocabulary and the restaurant vocabulary together in a conversation. But before we get there, there are two other things I think are important. First of all, what about the spiciness of some food? Because some food might be very spicy, and perhaps some of our listeners like spicy. Some of our listeners may not like spicy. So how do we say, is it spicy?
Spicy, 辣.
辣.
Not spicy, 不辣.
不辣.
So you want to ask spicy or not spicy, 辣不辣.
That's that same form of asking a question.
好不好?
Yeah. So 辣不辣.
Spicy, not spicy.
Spicy. And if you hear 很辣.
Very spicy.
Very spicy. Okay. And how would we say not very spicy?
不太辣.
Okay, and the other thing that I think we should think about is the fact that obviously we'll be eating with chopsticks, which are?
筷子.
But sometimes Western visitors don't necessarily find chopsticks 筷子, so easy to use. So is there a question we can ask?
You could ask for 刀叉. 刀, in this case, knife. 叉, fork.
So you're asking for a knife and fork. Mm-hmm. Could I say, please give me a knife and fork? Mm-hmm. 请给我刀叉。对，很好。 Okay, and could we say, do you have a knife and fork? Using that, is it 有? I'm not quite sure how I would ask.
刀叉吗?
Also, can I just say 有刀叉吗?
对.
Okay.
Or if you want to be polite,
请问 有刀叉吗?
对.
But hopefully the full cultural experience would be achieved more with the 筷子.
对.
Okay, we'll leave it there for this episode. Again, next time we'll be coming back with a full conversation practicing all of the language that we've covered here. That's where we're leaving this episode. To be perfectly honest, I'm hungry. How do you say I'm hungry?
我饿了。
So I'm hungry because we've been talking about food all this time. I think we should go off and have some food. But before we do, just to let you know, of course, that you can access all of the materials for this lesson of Coffee Break Chinese and indeed all the previous lessons, featuring video episodes, lesson notes and bonus audio to help you practice and make further progress with your Chinese. Find out about all of that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can visit Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And why not tell us about your experiences eating food in China with or without 筷子?
Okay, that's it for this episode. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese. Until then,
祝你好胃口!
I've no idea what that means.
Bon appétit!
Ah, bon appétit! Enjoy your food. We'll come back to that next time. 再见.
谢谢.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.